Hi, this is Natalie Nelson back at you with another Heyoka Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs or any RSS feeds, and you can use your own music of choice in the background of your segment through the app's approval, or you can use the different selections that they have within the app. Simple ways on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared, and the bonus. The actual bonus is you can get paid from different sponsors per segment now, and the app coordinators find different sponsors to help you expand your fan base of listeners, and we'll send you frequent notifications on where it has been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, YouTube, and so much more. If you ever think about having a future in podcasting, this is the best way to go. And my segment today is called No Matter How People Downplay Your Progression on Your Healing, It Takes Courage to Bring in the New and Let Go of the Old. You are nowhere near the person that you used to be. And that is so true. A lot of times people feel that, what did they say? You can be uppity. It's like, oh, you forgot where you came from, or, oh, you're acting brand new. And it's just, the fact is, when we're in that age where you should not want to stay the same. If you know you can bring some kind of positivity towards your life, and a lot of times making the choice of bringing positivity into our lives, we have to be able to make some adjustments, changes, sacrifices, just being able to change the perspective in our lives. You know, the things that uplift us, the things that brought us down, you know, the things that made us feel loved and nurtured, and the things that made us feel neglected and abandoned. And these are the different things where you get to that vibration of where you're never, not actually seeing everything that you have faced is at a label of being a negative or a positive, a high or low, dark light. You're just seeing this as a learning experience to open new doors towards growth. And that's what we truly need to have in this day and age. You know, a lot of things that you know, your choice on interactions, you know, what you used to talk about, what used to spark your interest. You know, the circles you used to keep, the vibrations you used to keep within yourself. You know, did you talk to yourself in a negative vibration? Did you see yourself as where you poked? You know, there's a lot of times where we, you know, criticize ourselves by our looks, or, you know, where we see where you can see something on social media and wish that you had that type of vibration, or wish you could have that type of limelight, or even the body. You know, a lot of things that we see on you know, social media is not always true. You know, certain people, not I'm saying all, but there are certain people that do not want you to see the negative parts in their lives. They don't want to see, they don't want to share different things where they have struggled, or they had major setbacks, or they have downfalls. You know, a lot of times people just want you to see things like everything is perfect, you know. But there's also a lot of people that are welcome into showing the, you know, the downfalls, the mishaps, the failures, you know, the setbacks and stuff like that. And it's not saying that the other people that don't are not being authentic. You know, people, all people have different choices on how to choose to project on their platforms and stuff like that. I know with mine, with my podcast, as well as my videos, I allow myself to be able to share my stories on my dark moments, because it shows you never to be ashamed of yourself. You know, even if it's like the littlest changes that you're taking place in your life, you don't realize somewhere down the line, it can take a huge impact in your life that you can truly be grateful for. And those are the things that take place. You know, a lot of people will try to give you different advice on how you should grieve, how you should change, how you see things. And sometimes they can really, you know, really be helpful. And sometimes, you know, some people may see a vibration in you that can be very intimidating, and they fear that, you know, just to, you know, put you in a situation where you probably have experienced before. You know, certain people will take you down that road that can lead you towards some kind of damnation in your life, just because they see that there's something about you that can really take you places. And these are the things where you start getting really serious. You know, it's up to us to be able to know when we want better things in our life. Are we, you know, saying it, but are we putting it in action? That's where it starts at. You know, when we're allowing ourselves to want to manifest, we can't just write it down, you know, say these words and just wait for it to change. We have to be able to be in that vibration where we're open for change, you know, not just being able to say it, But being able to put that work in and being able to believe that, you know, manifesting, being able to see that in your hindsight to where, okay, is placed in my head. And these are the moves that I need to make. And the moves that I need to make, there are certain things that I have to make power adjustments for. There are certain things that I have to change. There are certain things that I need to stay focused on. There are certain things that I need to let go of. But even through all the changes that are taking place, I'm using gratitude towards that, you know, because these are the situations that I've seen that made me feel very powerful. These are the different things that made me recognize my light. You know, it gave me so much wisdom and strength to go upon that, you know, go upon that. And a lot of times we don't see it as that, you know, when we go through so many different things in our lives, you don't know, you know, these situations that give you those L's, you know, you're going through constant failures. Those constant failures, when you're allowing yourself to be straight, determined, is going to eventually lead you towards success. And these are the things that, you know, don't allow yourself to get hard on yourself, because a lot of times we are our worst enemy. We're our own worst critic. And there's just being able to show you, you know, you, even if you're making the little adjustments, it's going to impact your life in a big way. You know, no matter how small it is, you know, when you're adding up, those things add up, and they're telling you, you know, you are nowhere near who you used to be. You know, as soon as when you allowed yourself to put that one foot ahead and say, you know what, this is my time to shine. I want so much more in my life. I feel like my life is not fulfilling. I feel like my life is not really, you know, really bringing me something that brings me joy. And it's just like when those things are happening, that's the universe is trying to give you that little nudge and saying, hey, you know, you have the power to be able to do that. Because a lot of times we can complain about how come our manifestations is not coming in. How come, you know, the doors of prosperity and abundance is not opening yet. You know, we're seeing so many people around us is getting these blessings. And that's the universe's way of telling us, you know, if I can bless them with these situations, what make you think we can't do this for you? But for those to happen, you have to be able to do the work. You know, you can't complain about something that you didn't place work in. You know, I used to be that way. I always sit up here and complain about anything. And then it was just like my higher self nudging me like, hey, you know, you kind of sat on yourself. You slept on yourself. Are you putting in the work? You know, you can sit up here and say all these things that you want in your life, but the energy and the work that you're putting in is not at that vibration to open these doors for what you're really wanting. Because it's just certain times when we don't realize when we're doing that, we're not matching our words with our actions as well as our beliefs. It's basically telling ourselves we are not worthy of these things. We do not deserve these things. These things are not going to just jump in our laps. You know, there are some people that's blessed that have that happen for them, you know, and congrats to them. But a lot of people, if you're like me, that does not happen for you. And it's just the fact is, you know, even if I'm not where I want to be right now, I have that vibration to know what I'm doing to place that change, putting in work, you know, allowing myself to really go in all the way hard for myself. You know, I have that vibration to say, I'm going to make it. I'm even be, you know, blessed to be able to say I might surpass just the level I thought I would be on. And those are the things that I love, being able to challenge myself and, you know, just being able to add something else to it. You know, it really allows me to see the change that takes place in my life, because it's like you're no longer allowing yourself to keep focusing on the negative, but you're seeing how that negative is giving you that fuel to turn that into a positive. And a lot of times we don't realize that is what is taking place into our life. A lot of times when God and universe knows that there's so much in store for our lives, they will turn heat up, especially if you are not putting in the work that you need to be doing. And these are the things that usually happens, because I tell you, if God doesn't turn that heat on, you would have stayed there. You would have been comfortable, you know. And it's just like a lot of times when we hear, you know, step out your comfort zone, we get angry and saying, I'm not comforted by the zone, you know what it is. But it's just the fact that you've been so used to that vibration for so long. And that's where, you know, it's really starting to been hitting home for a lot of people. You know, this is where it keyed off when it came to the pandemic, the lockdown, you know, all these different things, the quarantine. You know, a lot of times we press our issues and our problems aside by, you know, getting, you know, focused and overindulging in our jobs, so we don't have to think about the things we got going on at home. Or when we're at home, we're not wanting to think about the things that are in our jobs. You know, we're at a job that we're not happy at. And these are the things that's leading you to say you can be your own boss. You can sit up here and, you know, a lot of things are going mainstream. So there's a lot of people that are social media influencers. They're, you know, they got their own website. They're designing different things that goes through mainstream. And these are the things that they tell you. You may have needed this job to give you that insight, give you the experience on what to look for if you want to be able to do, you know, the things that you do. You may be at a job that is not fulfilling to you. You may be stuck there because, hey, you may have weekends off, or you got weekends off plus vacation. And then it comes with pay. You got good benefits that's coming up, you know, and all those different things, but you are not happy. It's just like, you know, I always tell people, if you have to take substance, you know, you have to self-medicate yourself to be at a job, that's not a place you need to be. You know, I used to be that type of person where, you know, I was working at my job and it was a very good pay, had good bonuses and stuff like that, but I was miserable. And at that time, you know, I was self-medicating with marijuana a lot, you know, just to be numb towards a lot of things. So I was going through heavy depression and all those things, you know. And I tell people, don't be ashamed of the things that you used to do, because it's just like, if these are the situations that where it showed you you were rock bottom, you were miserable, you weren't feeling fulfilled, you weren't happy, you weren't being at peace, you felt like you were forced to do all these things, and it was showing you you can create something better for your life. These are the things that showed you, even if you feel like you even gone towards different classes that you wanted to take up for college, because this is like passed down from a generation. And these are something that you knew you didn't want to do, but it was something your family said you had to do. And these are the things that's telling you, you are your own person. If this may have worked for, you know, your family before you, and, you know, so forth and so forth, but you had totally different plans, that's okay. And you have to be able to understand, this is your life that you have to, you know, you have to do. This is the choices you have to make, and you want to be able to be happy, being able to step into a lifestyle that doesn't, you know, feel like it's forced. Is there anything that you love to do? This is a passion. You're going to be able to do this even when you're allowing yourself to take a break. There are certain things that are still gearing off in your mind about what you want to do, and that's what I love about my situation. You know, I was just going hard so much on my YouTube channel, and it's like, oh, I'm going to go back and do my podcast, and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't did one in 2 weeks. And I was going through so much before that when I took a big break. And I just, at that point now, I'm just like, I want to be able to juggle both of them at the same time. But I'm so passionate about it, because I know if it can impact my life in a beautiful way, in a positive way, and just showing people, you know, hey, there's a person out there that can really, you know, resonate to the struggles that I go through every day. I want a fulfilling life. I want to be able to have a lifestyle where I can live comfortable, you know, take care of my family, my household, and also, you know, being able to prepare for the legacy I want to leave behind. And when you're doing that, you feel something that you're truly enjoying, is passionate, you can make it be fun for you to where it's not being forced, you know, that is the best way to go. And it was just like with me, I'd be at jobs and, you know, it can be the first, you know, 2-3 weeks, especially if I'm doing something different, I get really excited about it. And then it's just the vibrations that I'm around, or how it made me feel, or what, you know, different things that I had to go through. And those are the different things that, you know, really led me to wanting to do social media influence, you know, being a motivational speaker on different things. When you go through challenges, you go through substance abuse, you go through depression, you know, there's some people that self-harm, you know, suicidal thoughts, all those different things can come into play, that where you're healing from tragedies. You may have had something that went through your life and it hit you very drastically, and you know, these things can tend to adapt by leading you towards substance abuse and stuff like that, just for you to be able to cope on a day-to-day basis. And I've been there, you know, and for me to be sober as long as I have, you know, I can look back and see the progression that I've made, the healing that I've done, you know, and that really made me feel like I was blessed to be able to do that. And when you can be transparent and tell people, you know, because I always tell people, I have no problem with letting them know, yeah, I used to be an addict, you know, I used to, you know, go through chains of cigarettes. I used to drink heavy. I used to be on opiates, you know, very heavy with my antidepressants and my painkillers and stuff that I went through. And, you know, just being able to say that I, you know, surpassed all that and just being able to look back and see how much I have changed just from the tragedies that I've went through, because you never know where what kind of purpose is going to lead you to do that. So if you're going through different things in your life and really making a change, don't worry about other people's opinions on what they have about your life. This is something that you're doing. You have to wake up and deal with yourself in the morning. You have to you go to bed with yourself at night. And when you're not allowing yourself to make those big changes in your life that is truly needed, you know, feel blessed about that, because, you know, you've really come a long way, and it could have been a lot worse, but you've made the worst situations come out for the best for you. So I hope you were able to resonate with the content of that segment. If you ever think about having a future in podcasting, you know, hey, link up with Anchor app is awesome app. You know, if you're ever on YouTube, you know, I always leave my contact information in the description box below and up under the synopsis. And, you know, please come check me out. It's all about, healing. If you're, you're spiritually connected, like if you're an empath or something like that, I connect highly with that. We have a very good connection with other people that are going through the same thing, you know, and I would really love to have you, you know, let me know, hey, you know, I listened to your podcast and it led me to your channel, and it will greatly be appreciated. So whatever you're going through in life, you know, hey, this too shall pass. You know, a lot of times we don't realize that tragedies can be a blessing in disguise. It just takes you to have to go through it, to get through it, to heal from it, and keep it moving to see that. So much love to you. Namaste.